Hello and welcome to NJ Biz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanige. My guest today is Mitch Kahn. He is the founder and president of Unionware, which is a manufacturer of hats, knits, binders, and other products based in Newark. Mitch, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining me and taking the time. I appreciate it. Now, Unionware is a much more interesting business than my shorthand description would suggest. So tell us a little bit about it. What should viewers know about Unionware and what you do in Newark?
Okay, so we manufacture baseball hats, backpacks, messenger bags, garment bags, binders, portfolios, and really thousands of other small accessories. We do everything from scratch right here in our facility in Newark. We have a 70,000 square foot facility with 160 union employees here. And we manufacture for businesses and organizations and the government. Anyone who is looking for made in USA products, because for most of our products, we're the only place in America where people can get the product manufactured from scratch. So that we manufacture the hats for the Army, the Marines, the Coast Guard, bags for the Air Force, the Army, and the Marines. And we do a lot of work for presidential campaigns, and we do a lot of work for a lot of organizations like GM or Budweiser that are pushing their own product is made in USA, and they want their promotional products to also be branded made in USA so they don't have any mixed messages.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, that made in USA label, I'm guessing, is vitally important for everyone you mentioned, including political candidates. You don't want to be caught selling hats or things that have made in China on, right?
Yes, correct. And every election cycle that happens, and it's a big news story. It just happened last week with Robert Kennedy. It amazes me that people don't realize what a bad move it is to try to save a couple of cents and get something imported.
Right. So you've got a big year coming up next year, yes?
We do. The election years are always big years for us. And it's not even because we do a lot of work for the candidates, which we do. We've done work for every candidate on both sides of the aisle since... Right. I guess 1992, we did an order for Clinton in 92. Since then, we've done both candidates. And it's really because there's no really other safe place to get a domestic product manufactured. But that just is a small part of the story. The bigger part of the story is that election years coincide with Olympic years. Candidates all talking about manufacturing, paying a lot more attention to domestic manufacturing than people normally do. And you have a chance of USA, USA, USA going on all summer. And what happens is businesses think twice about putting their stuff on a made in China or made in Bangladesh product during election years a lot more often than they do in other years. So we see a lot more businesses looking to get stuff made in USA during those years. So yes, we're in for a big year, and there are going to be a few more big years after that because we have the 250th birthday of the United States coming up in 2 years, a lot of attention paid to that. And we've got the World Cup coming to New Jersey and New York.
I was going to ask about that. Yeah.
And we've got the Olympics coming to Los Angeles with another election year coming up. So next 5-6 years are kind of like a perfect storm for reshoring and domestic manufacturing to really become something again.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to ask you about that. But first, on this question of the Made in the USA label and the interest in it, is that something that the companies themselves, other manufacturers or other companies are trying to feed off of? Is it something that consumers want? You mentioned the World Cup, the Olympics. There's sort of a patriotic feeling watching the American teams or the American athletes out there doing great things. Is that where the demand comes from, or is it just wanting to be associated? People get that in their head and they want to be more associated with their home country, as it were.
So I would love to say that patriotism sells made in USA products. Okay. I just haven't really seen it happen yet.
Okay.
I have not seen a lot of brands pushing themselves as made in USA and that really moving the needles for retail sales of their product. Mm-hmm. We are seeing more brands getting stuff made in USA just because of what's going on with supply crises in China and import costs going up. So it makes more economic sense to make a lot more product here. Okay. What we see is really businesses making a business, a B2B decision.
Okay.
they don't want to have this whole message about how they're supporting the U.S. economy and the U.S. worker. And then next to their logo, they see made in China somewhere else. So okay. that's what's driven. It's really starting with the businesses.
So retail. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, and also, there's a lot of nonprofits that do that as well, because there's just a lot of nonprofits looking to avoid any connotation that it could possibly be made in a sweatshop or made in a place where there could be labor violations, things like that.
All right. So retail consumers are still mostly price sensitive. Is that drives their decisions for the most part?
Yes, I believe that to be the case.
Okay. All right. Now, I read an interview of you a couple of years ago, which you talked about how the company grew. You would find bankrupt textile companies and buy them relatively inexpensively because, as I think you put it, you know, they didn't go bankrupt because they had no sales. They went bankrupt because they didn't have enough sales. So you were able to get these assets relatively inexpensive, and you didn't have any bank debt. Are those things still the same case? Are you still doing those things now?
Yes, that is still what we're doing, and we're seeing a lot more companies over the last year or so go bankrupt than we normally see, we have been just trying to add to our product line, trying to add to our customer base by picking off some of the customers of those clients, some of the machinery of those clients, and adding product lines there. But a lot more of our growth in the next few years is going to come from automation, where we're not able to get that equipment or from companies that didn't make it, because there really hasn't been a lot of automation in the textile business. It's been the last big industry to automate, and it is now coming our way. There's a lot of robotics. There's a lot of artificial intelligence that's available, a lot of machine learning there, and we are at the forefront of it because we have to be. We're running a union shop 11 miles from Midtown Manhattan, so our labor cost is going to be higher than anyone else, which means we're going to reap the benefits of automation before anyone else will. So gotten some help from the NJEDA with this new MVP grant to buy robotic equipment.
It's the manufacturing voucher program for viewers who are not familiar. So
yes. So we're going to have installed here in 2024 the first fully automated tote bag production line in North America.
Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. Because that you actually anticipated the next question, which was, again, from that same interview where you talked about the coming of technology and how you were going to use that. And then I was going to ask you about AI. So you're there. And really what I hear you saying is that it's a lot of robotics and a lot of automation of the assembly process. Is that where you're getting this from? Is that what technology is doing for you?
So the technology is giving us, it's definitely improving our ability to remain cost competitive because we're, as costs go up in New Jersey, we're able to stay ahead of that by investing in automation and requiring fewer people to do the same work. So, you know, with labor the way that it is now, it's hard to hire people. Our growth is going to have to come from automation. Where the artificial intelligence comes in, that's, we're using that for product development. Since we can make anything here, we can take a bag, you can make a trillion iterations of a tote bag or a baseball hat, and we can use artificial intelligence to create products for us based on the demands of consumers and based on what's out there. Create images, create product pages. And it's a lot easier than trying to do that manually and guessing what customers want.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because I talk to a lot of business people and they say, you know, yeah, AI is coming. I don't really understand it, but we got to do something. But it sounds like you've got a pretty good handle on what it can do for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that one area is good. And also image recognition helps us to do costing on logo embroidery and screen printing and things like that. And then we're using it for marketing and some other tools, but mainly in product development is where I think the AI is going to help us out the most.
Okay, excellent. Okay, now you've also been an advocate of reshoring, something you mentioned before, that is bringing manufacturing back to the United States. There was a lot of talk about that, especially during the pandemic, when the supply chains were disrupted and we realized we couldn't get all the things that we needed to fight the pandemic because they weren't available. How is that process going now? is manufacturing back in New Jersey? Do we still have more to do to be able to deal with those kinds of disruptions in the future?
So I really feel that a lot more attention is being paid to manufacturing in New Jersey. I feel that the supply chain is working a lot better for New Jersey, but the threat of supply chain disruptions actually benefits New Jersey more than most other states because we have a population density here and we have access to the ports here. So if companies wanted to bring in raw materials or partially assembled items, this would be one of the best places to do it. So where we last ran into each other was at Manufacturing Day, and you could see the, you know, over 1,000 manufacturers showing up for this one event. Was a demand for an event like that I've never seen before. So I'm just excited about the prospects for manufacturing here.
Okay, well, that's the, you, those two things were next. First of all, since you are a manufacturer in New Jersey, I'll ask you, what is it like doing business here? I mean, we hear all about all of the challenges. You mentioned the costs of being a union shop, 11 miles from Midtown Manhattan. Do you ever think that maybe it'd be better if you just went off to South Carolina or Mississippi or somewhere, or Mexico or China? I mean, what keeps you in New Jersey?
What keeps us in New Jersey is really the population density, the number of skilled employees that are here. We have an endless stream of people who are looking for work in this area. And you don't have that if you go to a rural area. If we're going to move to the South, you would save money moving to a rural area, but you have a limited amount of people that will come to work for you. And while things like the minimum wage might be close to half of what it is here, actually it's going to be less than half in January. In most states in the Southeast, you can't get people for that wage down there because there are just not enough people to work. So the wages get bid up to close to what they are in New Jersey. There are a lot of other things that are more expensive here: health insurance, workers' comp, rent is ridiculous right now because there's just a shortage of industrial properties. So rents have gotten bid up. Energy is also very expensive here. But the fact that we're able to hire people and the fact that we have access to just great transportation, a great port, and great people who can help us who live in New Jersey or live in New York City is way more than worth the extra expense of being in New Jersey.
Okay. Those are the arguments and in your case, it's reality. So that's good to hear. You mentioned Manufacturing Day, New Jersey Manufacturing Extension Program is the organization that sponsors that. You're on the board of the organization. So make the pitch. Why is NJMEP important and for companies in New Jersey, and why are events like Manufacturing Day important?
So NJMEP supports most smaller manufacturers. And when I say smaller, you know, maybe 500 or fewer employees. And a lot of companies like mine don't have the infrastructure to have an engineering staff, a technology staff, a training staff. We have a very lean office staff here. Most of our employees are in production. And NJMEP was founded to provide those services to companies like ours. So they will come in, they'll be able to assess where a company is weak and where they can find resources to help those companies at little or no cost. They've done an amazing job over the last 10 years, raising awareness of what they've done and also helping companies grow and helping companies create jobs. And it's still, to this day, I meet manufacturing owners that have never even heard of MEP. So it's just important.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Spread, when you think about it. Yeah.
Spread that gospel. They can really, they've got such a great team over there of experienced consultants. They can really help any manufacturing firm.
Okay. All right. Before I let you go, we started talking about, I asked you, I was kind of joking about the presidential campaign next year. But it sounds like you're actually anticipating some pretty good times coming up. Am I right about that? Is that the case? I'm curious about what your outlook is, you know, for the next year or so. It sounds like you're expecting growth and pretty good business.
Yeah, I mean, so we do expect good business in an election year. We've been doing this long enough to know that this might not be a huge year for presidential merchandise, because if it is Trump and Biden, they've already been candidates. People already have bought the merch. Right. And when a candidate runs for the second time, we see a very steep decline in sales. We also need competitive primaries for it to be a huge year for actual presidential merchandise. And we're really probably not going to see that. But because it's going to be a hotly contested general election, and there's going to be a lot of rhetoric out there, and there's going to be a lot of political campaigning, we will expect to see sales of Made in USA merchandise just explode in 2024 like it does every presidential year.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you come back and tell us how it's going at some point next year. I'd be, right. be interested in getting an update. To. That'd be great. Great. Okay. Mitch Kahn, founder and president of Unionwear in Newark. Thank you very much for joining me. I appreciate you taking the time.
Great. All right. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.